Hi, it's Barry here again, and it's lesson number 5 on the digging plan, and it's all about how to get you out of your hole. And today, yeah, it's about the digging plan, and we need to understand that your hole is your responsibility. And it's the point of change. It's absolutely the turning point where you have to say, okay, this is who I am, and this is the hole that I keep on falling into. And so there's no more blaming other people or circumstances. There's no shaming yourself or shaming others. There's no could-haves, should-haves, would-haves. And there's no PLOM. And PLOM is an acronym, P-L-O-M, that Brennan Manning, I read in one of his books, Poor Little Old Me. And where you sit in the hole, poor little old me. No, we've actually got to take responsibility for our uniqueness and for our unique hole that we actually have fallen into. And so over the workshop, the course that you've been watching and reading and so on, what are the little aha moments that you have made about yourself and about your hole? And there could be just little tiny little things that you go, oh, okay. And it's important to say, well, how can we incorporate these into the digging plan? And when I talk about a digging plan, I remember watching as a kid those wartime movies where, you know, the POWs will be in a camp, you know, and all the guards will be around, but they'd have a plan to dig their way out. And so they'd have little shovels and they'd go down into the dirt and they go tick, 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 tick. And they'd dig their way out of their prison and it'll all be very quiet and they'd have to shuffle away the dirt and then they'd dig, dig, dig. But in very, very, very small amounts of dirt at a time. Nothing like huge big diggers, but just with a little spoon, scrape, scrape, scrape. And that is actually a lot of what I'm trying to portray here, is that it's not huge movements. It's actually just a little chip, 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 chip away. And you will see progress. And it's a case of actually saying, right, what is the plan? Where do I need to dig in my unique hole with my unique personality? And one of the big things that I have learned, and it was quite an absolutely fascinating video when I saw it for the first time, like, oh, now I understand what's going on. That how we actually learn things. And I remember watching this video series by Dr. Robert Winston called The Human Mind. And it was about learning something different, about how the brain changes and how the brain actually works. And the brain, the physical organ in our between our earlobes up here, how it actually works. And in our brain, there are like 100 billion brain cells connected, and they're all connected into pathways. Imagine that, 100 billion. And they're, of course, super, 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 super tiny. And they're all interconnected, all right? And learning is about creating and strengthening the pathways that all these little cells are connected to. And between each gap, each and every connection is a super tiny, tiny little small gap called a synapse. And for us to learn anything, it could be learning what you're learning here, hopefully on this course, or it could be learning a new recipe, it could be learning how to write, it could be a billion different things. Electrical signal has to jump from one side of the gap to the other gap. All right, its electrical signal has to jump. And to make that little tiny little jump, it actually requires a huge amount of effort. Now that gap is very tiny, but it doesn't mean it's easy for the signal to make the journey across the gap. And in this video, which I'll provide a link for you to have a look at, because it says it so more clearly than me speaking it. But Robert Winston and another guy, they go to a deep ravine out in the mountains, and you can imagine this big, big hole, and they're standing on one side and they want to get across to the other side. And it's symbolic of the synapse in our brain. And you know what it's like to learn anything new. It is effort. It requires effort. And so what they do is they have got a rope with a big hook on it, and they and throw it across, and away it goes, and it gets caught in some rocks on the other side of the ravine, and they've got one rope across. And so they start to move, one of them moves across the rope carefully, and it's a huge effort to make that transition from one side of the gap to the other, back, you know, to get over there. It's huge effort, it's dangerous, and it's hard work. And learning is like that, isn't it? You know, when you try a new thing, it can feel incredibly hard to learn. And the first time a signal crosses from one brain cell to the other, it demands the most effort. And I think of real simple stuff. We all learned, hopefully, how to walk, but it took a huge amount of effort at that moment. We probably can't remember it, but I've watched my grandchild do it, to actually make that, I can do it, I can cross that ravine. And having it done it once, you know, they throw over one rope, and then they throw another rope, and then they throw another rope, and then they throw another rope, back and forth, and what they're doing is they build a really strong rope, all right? And then they start to build like a bridge with sides to it, and they're lashing it, and they're strong, and it's becoming so strong that it's actually got little platforms, you know, where you can walk across it. And it's a rope bridge now. It's not just one rope. It's an incredibly strong little bridge that they can walk across. And if they wanted to take it further, they could start making a road bridge across it, because they've crossed it back and forth so many times that it is so strong. And now, just like in the walking situation, that we walk automatically, all right? So it's such a strong link in our neurons and our synapses that it's automatic, and it becomes effortless. And it's the same when you are learning something new regarding leaving your hole, the place that you want to get out of. The first time, it's going to be hard, because it's something you probably never tried before. And there might be some pushback. You may have tried it before and you failed. So there's some pushback to say, no, you're going to fall in this ravine, don't go there. But you go there, and the first time is hard, but you keep chipping away, you keep working away, and you start digging at it, you start firing the rope across, you start having those electrical signals across between the super little tiny synapses. It becomes so automatic, so true, so powerful that it becomes automated in your thinking. And I'd love you to go and watch this video, and it will be in the notes. So for me, when I want to help people leave their holes, it's got to be highly achievable, all right? Something that it's going to require some effort, but it's achievable in the effort. And for me, it's all about millimeter ministry, or for the brain, it's like micrometer ministry. It's tiny ministry. But for me, my personal journey out of my hole, some of the learnings that I've had to repeatedly do over again are things like importance of taking medication. Just do it. Speaking words of truth to my brain. Alright, my brain had some automated thinking, alright, that I'd been saying to myself for so long, so many times, that it became normal and natural, and that's just the way it is, that's just the way things are. Actually, no, that's not the right truth. That is not actually true. It's not actually how God sees me. So I had to start to make other pathways, and I still do that, and we'll talk about that a bit later on. So I have a series of words of truth, a thinking compass that I read and I speak to my brain every day. And slowly and surely, those pathways are changing, because I have determined in my brain that this is a better pathway to take. Some other things for me, it's the importance of exercise, the importance of sleep, and the importance of having good hobbies like my writing and reading, enjoying a good movie, good food. Another important, important part of my digging plan is to have friends of the plan. People who will say, good on you, well done, you're doing well, keep it up. They can encourage my soul. Now, important part of any plan is that it's a stand plan. Now you might, what on earth are you talking about, a stand plan? And this is actually an acronym that I found in the Bible from the story of Daniel, and where he was in a really tricky position that he had to formulate a sort of a plan to actually satisfy a very tense situation where he could have been killed. And so you can read about it, and I'll put something in the notes about that. But something I've learned is that if you want to depress somebody, then confuse them. And that's a quote from Todd Herman. If you want to depress someone, then confuse them. And so many people get stuck in getting out of their hole that they just don't seem to be making any progress. It's because the plan was just too complicated, too, I don't understand it. It's not really, it doesn't make sense. It's just not clear. And so I've come up with this little acronym called STAN, S-T-A-N. And as I say, it comes from the book of Daniel. And the first one is S, simple to understand. Now look, if you want a policy document plan that is like that thick, it's not going to be simple to understand. You want it to be simple to understand by you and anybody else who's involved. Not a huge policy document, just a little plan that says, right, this is what I'm going to do. Boom, boom, boom. Really simple. If anybody, if you're going to show this to your bus driver, if you're going to show this to your counsellor, if you're going to show this to your next door neighbour, if you're going to show this to your wife, your friend, your brother, your sister, they will be able to understand. It's got to be super simple to understand, really clear. You don't want confusion in this. The T, this is interesting, T is time for review, not completion. All right. Now, why that's important is that we so want to have a tick box to say, right, I completed that. All right. No, we want a time to review the plan to say, okay, so how's this going? Is it, are there, what's failed? What's good? What's happened? Is there something that in this plan that we need to change? It's not about completing the plan. It's about reviewing progress. So T is timed for review, not completion. All right? Time for review, not completion. Stan, so for the A, it's aimed at achieving something of incredible, deep personal value. Now, it's wonderful how other people have wonderful plans for your life. And you think, oh, it really doesn't matter to me. It doesn't really matter, you know. But this plan is all about something that's of importance to you, not about them. And if it's of importance to you, then it's probably more likely that you will actually aim at achieving this plan. So if the plan, you got to look at the plan and say, actually, is this something that I really want to achieve? Is this something that I really want to have happen? And if it's a heck yeah, it's probably more likely going to be achieved. So is the plan aimed at something of deep personal value to yourself? And the N, now this is an interesting one because you don't find this in any other sort of goal setting or anything like that. N is for negotiated with those that are involved. Now, if we look back to our previous work course, was all about having a nest. Well, in this plan, you're most likely going to need to be involved with other people for some of the things that you might need to happen. So has the plan been negotiated with those people that are going to be involved? Have you talked about, hey, are you able to help me with this? Yes, no. So for a plan to be achieved, you'll need to make sure that you have negotiated that it's going to be that people are going to be involved in the plan. So what's your digging plan? Is it a stand plan? Can you create a plan that is going to really change your brain, change the way you think, and to see you with a little shovel digging your way out of the hole? And again, I'm just going to come back to its millimeter ministry. It's simple stuff. It's highly achievable. And it's just going to take time, but that's just the way it is, because when you create new pathways, it takes time. And then in our next lesson, we're going to help you. I'm going to help you to create an action plan. Okay? Okay. You're doing well.